talk to you this morning about the Cancer Disparities Research Partnership Program at the NCI, which is a very unique program for a variety of reasons, which I'll show you. Thank you. Guess my heavy finger doesn't work. What I'm going to talk to you about very quickly next slide is give you a little bit of background on the program, go through some of the evaluation methodology that we are using for this program, and then present some data and lessons learned. Characteristics of the program, and again, it's a five-year cooperative agreement begun in 2002 with two sites and another six sites, or four sites, added subsequently in 2003. The program is therefore in its fourth year, but because of carryover funds, all of the programs, the remaining five, and I'll go through a little bit later what happened to the sixth, have monies to carry them through 2009. It is a pilot program, which is involving community institutions who are new to NCI clinical research. Some of the sites never even had a government grant before, and that was one of the lessons learned of how you deal with that situation. Target populations are, again, those experiencing cancer health disparities with a focus on patients who require radiation therapy cancer treatment. However, because of supplements, this has recently been expanded to also include medical and surgical therapy treatments. It's a five-component program. Its primary goal is the recruitment of patients from these communities experiencing cancer health disparities into radiation clinical trials. And this is supported by a mentor-partner relationship with a comprehensive cancer center, an academic partner, who have provided a lot of support in terms of both helping them to understand and build infrastructure, as well as providing a mechanism for referrals and for the development of clinical trials. This is fostered by a Teller Synergy system, which is a unique type of system allowing the centers to communicate with their partners even over long distances. For example, one site is in North Dakota, and they are actually partnering with the Mayo Clinic, which is quite some distance away, but because of the Teller Synergy, are able to interact almost as if they were next door. The Teller Synergy permits not only teleconferences, but the looking at pathology records, pathology slides, conducting tumor boards over the internet, etc. A critical component of this was patient navigation. This was a supplement from the Center to Reduce Cancer Health Disparities to the program, which has proved to be very important. And one of the things was not an original part of the RFA, but which came to be realized was important and critical to this recruitment effort is community outreach, which is being conducted by the patient navigators, as well as the community hospital staff and community education. These communities have not had these resources available previously, so it was very important to begin building trust in the community. A lot of misperceptions, as you well know, about clinical trials, that I either get a treatment or I get nothing, and overcoming that misinterpretation of what a clinical trial is all about. Again, another unique feature of this is the funding mechanism. The traditional funding is that NCI gives the money to a comprehensive cancer center, which may or may not then give it down to the local community. In this instance, the funding went directly to the urban or rural hospitals serving the target populations. Very new paradigm. And then they selected the comprehensive cancer center that they wanted to work with and be a partner. What did the community and NCI gain from this innovative model? Patients today have access to state-of-the-art cancer care, phase 2, 3, and investigator-initiated trials which were never available in their communities before. Previously, they might have to drive 300 miles to get a treatment, which is a very significant financial and transportation barrier, particularly in radiation where you may need multiple treatments over relatively long periods of time, which meant staying away from home. So there's all kinds of issues that this addresses. So now the communities are able to offer NCI-approved clinical trials. The hospitals were able to build research programs around the grant and therefore attract additional money and provide multidisciplinary care and successful collaborations with their partners. So it's really a win-win situation for everyone, particularly the community. These are the six communities that are involved in the program originally. In the lessons learned, I'll tell you why the Laredo Medical Center had to drop out of the program, but the other five are still moving forward, and these are the various target populations each one of the centers is addressing. Purpose of the evaluation, as with the other program, is to measure the relevance, effectiveness, and impact of the program in a consistent fashion, to prepare the evaluation findings for the stakeholders, and to identify attributes to be applied to new settings. Assuming this is successful, which it certainly appears to be, we'll want to extend this program to other communities and provide meaningful reports to the stakeholders. In 2005, the study began with an evaluation feasibility study and then progressed to the full-scale process and outcome evaluation now in progress. Again, we're utilizing the same model as we used in the previous one, so I won't go through this again. In the evaluation planning, we identified the goals, developed the conceptual framework, and then proceeded with the full-scale evaluation. In this case, we are attempting to look at some of the long-term goals, and we've defined them accordingly. Key evaluation questions. Was the program able to achieve improvements in clinical research in community-based healthcare institutions? Increase in clinical trial participation among target populations. As you well know, the populations experiencing cancer health disparities are most frequently not included in clinical trials, so there has been a significant move in this direction. Determining what's the impact of the partnership between the awardee institutions and the academic research centers in the reverse order, since the funds are going to the communities rather than to the institution. Does this strengthen the partnership and make it work differently than the traditional methodology? What's the impact and how is Teller Synergy being used? And this was very interesting and enlightening. And the influence of the patient navigation and community outreach in achieving the goals of the program. Looked at data sources and metrics. Obviously, the first thing, again, is determining the data needs, reviewing what existing data is available and what the data sources are for both quantitative and the qualitative information. One of the things we found early on was that the database that existed was primarily set up as an administrative, not a evaluation analytical database, so we worked with the PIs and the NCI to develop a quarterly data report capturing these types of quantitative information. How is the program doing after 4 years? As you can see, there's been a very significant increase after the grants in the numbers of researchers and research staff at the community hospitals. which in turn is attracting additional monies from both the government and from pharma for more clinical work.
Hard to keep that cursor where it should be. Well, I lost it.
Types of clinical research have significantly increased, as you can see here. There's been a number of investigator-initiated studies, which are critically important to these communities because of the late-stage disease and the comorbidities that are found among these populations, and that many of the traditional protocols really don't apply to these populations. So this has been a very important aspect of it. They've also done a number of behavioral studies and prevention trials to look at that aspect in their communities, which was not being done previously. The as you can see here, the accruals amongst these populations has been very significant into clinical trials. It's one of the probably most successful programs today at the NCI in terms of getting these in populations that are traditionally not on clinical trials on trials. As you can see, 790 people accrued in the 4 years, which is a very significant number for these populations. Findings, there have been yearly increases in patient accruals, increased participation of new researchers, yearly accruals are increasing, presentations at local and regional national meetings. One very important thing that's come out of this is the initiation at the annual NCI ASTRO meetings of a cancer disparities symposium. So this is one of the things that's very, very important involving radiation oncologists from all over the country in addressing the issues with this population and demonstrating that community education, outreach, and patient navigation are critical to establishing trust in the community to get people to be willing to participate. Lessons learned, this is probably the most interesting to many of you. You need to have target population appropriate research. As I was saying, too many of our clinical trials today are not targeted to these populations who present with comorbidities, late-stage disease, all kinds of barriers getting through the system. You need a minimum of two or more radiation oncologists or surgical medical oncologists. That's what happened at Laredo. The radiation oncologist left the hospital, and after more than a year, they were unable to get a certified radiation oncologist to come to the hospital. Laredo is a rather poor rural community, even though it's a fairly good size, and a lot of the amenities that a radiation oncologist would be looking for are not available. So they've got radiation oncologists, but not certified. Additional times needed for infrastructure development. Again, these institutions being new to any federal research, did not have IRBs in place, did not know what an IRB was in some instance, had to therefore get members, get them trained, did not know what a federal-wide assurance was, so they had to go through that whole process. So it was about an 18 to 24 month effort to just get the infrastructures in place, to get a grants administrator on board who understood what the government needed in terms of the financial reporting. So it was a very interesting effort and a very a big lesson learned for future programs. Additional intrinsic and extrinsic incentives for mentors and partners because of the nature of the community hospitals. The partners ended up giving a lot of pro bono time to help the programs get off the ground, which is now paying dividends to them. It's allowing them in their protocols to accrue many more outreach is needed prior to clinical research recruitment, again, establishing that trust in the community. Again, I'd like to acknowledge the input of the NCI's radiation research program. They've been instrumental in getting this off the ground, as well as providing invaluable input to the evaluation, and this is being performed under contract to them. Thank you.